like, that's a long note, isn't it? On. Who is that singing that song?
It's Carolyn Don Johnson.
Oh, that's the one I keep asking you. It sounds like Jewel, and it's not.
You're right.
Thanks, Michael. Still her?
All right, who's laughing? Why are you laughing, Roberta? Why is that funny?
Because you're funny, boss.
Really?
Yes, you are.
Har, har, hearty, har, har.
I'm eating my cereal.
Really? What's for cereal?
Yeah. Cheerios with dried apples and almonds.
Feeling his Cheerios, Cheerios, Cheerios.
I'm having the world's worst cereal right now, though, actually.
What's yes. that?
Lucky Charms?
No, the world's best for you but worst cereal ever. It's shredded wheat, but not the shredded wheat that you buy at the grocery store. This is shredded wheat from Trader Joe's. The only two ingredients are wheat and vitamin E.
Really? You know, we're not built, we're not supposed to have grains. You know,
no,
grains
you're not supposed to have cereal. So if you have cereal, this is good because there's no sugar in it.
Yeah. But grains are not good for you. Grains in general are not good.
Whole grains are good for you.
Yeah.
No, it's true.
No, it's true.
It is.
According to whom?
Well, I mean, I would say not to throw stone at those cute cows of yours, that there are more people that would think dairy is bad for you than whole grains.
Not my cows, because they don't eat grain. So they're much better.
So what do they eat?
What do the cows eat? They eat grass and corn.
Oh.
And hay and bay.
Corn isn't good, though. Isn't corn not good for you?
Corn, in the way that we chop it up, we take the stalks, everything is called silage.
Mm-hmm. Some it turns into alcohol. It's sugar.
Insilage. Yes, it could be
drunk,
a mash.
Drunk
we
cows?
Well, yes. I tell that story all the time about how the cows often, especially when you introduce it or reintroduce it into their feed and it hasn't been there for a while, like we ran out of corn about a month ago and we haven't fed the cows any corn and won't probably until the end of July when the first corn's available to be cut. But when it starts to ferment and they get a hold
you'll
of it,
you'll get drunk just
after
smelling
four
it.
4 or 5 days old, it gets really, oh, the smell is wonderful. And the cows, they dance. They start eating it and they get so silly. They dance
That's
around.
That's what happens to me when I have silage. I dance a little.
Good for you, Jennifer. Yeah. Congratulations. The world is full of all kinds of interesting news and stories, and I kind of try, as a matter of course, to keep apprised of a number of things myself, and generally have 14, 15 things in my head every day as I start the program. One of the things that escaped all of us, I believe, this week, is something that I found listening to an interview with a lady named Vicki McKenna, who's not necessarily my favorite talk host, but she's talking to a senator from Wisconsin named Ron Johnson. Some of you who are listening to Wisconsin know who Senator Johnson is. Some of you may have heard about him before. So the focus is the IRS scandal, which sort of the conversation is generally petering out. Because we've had, I mean, how much more can you say? All right, we got the story. We know what they're doing. Hello, let's keep moving and get to something else. Until you learn what came out of this interview. Again, this is Vicki McKenna talking to Senator Ron Johnson.
Here's the latest on the IRS. They're armed.
and they're coming to an Obamacare a clinic near you.
They're armed with AR-15s. That's the latest from Congressman Duncan out of South Carolina. Training IRS agents with AR-15s and training them for tactical standoff missions. So
the scandal that concerns me the most, past the lies of Benghazi, and that's a different issue. The scandal that concerns me the most that needs to concern Americans is the IRS, probably the most feared civil agency in government, that is going to be in control of enforcement over Obamacare, 16,000 new agents. People ought to be really considering that and contacting their Democratic senators and members of Congress to repeal the law. But here, Vicki, as I've been watching all this coverage, and I understand everybody's concerns, trust me, I'm equally as concerned. What I would like to see is that Americans are equally concerned about all of the loss of our liberty, the awesome power of the federal government across the board. In other words, a government, for example, the IRS, that every year demands and gets detailed financial information on every American, and now we're finding out they're not exactly trustworthy holding that information. A federal government that can take 45% of your income, and then with what's left, if you just happen to die with an estate, we'll take another 40% of that. A federal government through Obamacare that will be able to tell you what doctor you can go to.
Right.
What medical
We've heard all this stuff before.
You are
what we haven't heard before, I've not heard before, is that the IRS agents are now being trained armed with
AR-15s.
That's
crazy.
I never heard that before. Anybody ever hear that before?
Never.
Roberta, you think things are swell with the feds? What do you
That's
think
great.
Of your friendly IRS agent showing up at your door carrying a loaded gun?
Well, it's a good thing because he'll have a rifle aimed at him at my end, so probably a good thing.
Ah, perfect. That's where we went. The gunfight at the OK Corral.
That's it.
At Roberta's place.
At the Fasanelli Estate.
Yeah. All right. So, Kenny, AR-15s with IRS agents, thumbs up or down?
Down.
So far down, I've dug a hole in the ground with my thumb. That is so ridiculous.
Yeah, but it's more of the same thing. That's what everybody's talking about. This is not a show that basically, I can hear some of these crackpots that are on some of these stations. They get a hold of
some are extreme and crazy, yes.
Yeah.
Although,
right.
That's what we thought about the idea that the government was listening to our phone calls. No, that's why no one paid attention, because we thought it wasn't serious. Couldn't happen.
It never happened.
Not here.
All right, so let's add this to the mix conversationally. I was, for whatever the reason, when the name Colt comes up, because of the cowboy days and me
you
growing
think
up.
Of course.
No, I think of a gun.
Mm.
And the Colt factory is in West Hartford, Connecticut. Interesting, when you walk into the factory, it says, quote, no loaded or unauthorized firearms in this plant.
At the Colt factory.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Funny.
Largest arsenal in America is in West Hartford, Connecticut, whether you knew that or not. Inside, the people that are putting together all of these guns, are most of them, what is it, steel? Is it aluminum? What's a gun made from? I don't even know.
Steel.
Is it steel? It's all steel.
I believe so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Colt handguns, machine guns, AR-15s. That's what made me, when I saw this, I remembered in my mind, I'd read this earlier this week, and I sort of put it aside, but I remembered the AR-15. As soon as I heard that the IRS guys are being armed with AR-15s, I thought,
okay. Like, I better get that back out of my stockpile.
Well, let's find out a little bit more about these 670 workers at this plant. Who work three shifts, 6 days a week, because they can't keep up with the orders for Colt guns.
Hmm.
And this is the case, by the way, with most factories that are manufacturing arms in our country. Now,
what's ridiculous is the people that are doing ammunition, because that's the thing. You can get a gun, you can find one, you can buy one, but you can't get ammunition anymore.
Right. Well, Colt, this is, I guess, a good American story. They make all the parts for the Colt guns here in America, and they tout that in their advertising. They make all kinds of guns. Their newest one is an M240. You know what an M240 is?
No clue.
It's a belt-hung machine gun. It can fire 950 rounds a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
Awesome.
What in the name of God would you use a gun like that for?
Killing people.
Well, apparently. Anyway, I'm looking at...
keeping some IRS agents at bay.
Well, maybe... I guess that
we're laughing, but it's
been on it. It's almost becoming a comic book. You know, Chuck Curry was talking about the Superman movie being overdone in a sense because there's an action sequence that lasts a long time that's just all CGI. All of this stuff is like a cartoon until somebody shows up at your door or you see something like this and you become personally involved in it. And I think that's the distraction here and the distress, Roberta, is not enough people see what this is all about. We hear the discussion about the schools, the shooting in this town and that town and another town. But even though we experience it through the news media, let's face it, most people in America don't own a gun, haven't fired a gun, don't know anything about guns. Are there lots of people who belong to the NRA? Yep. A lot of people own guns? Yep. Is the majority of people in this country? Not by a long shot. But look at all the interest that this gets. And I just call your attention to those thrilling days of yesteryear when everybody did have a gun. Mm-hmm. Every family had a gun. Most people had possession of a gun on their person.
And
I would say
crime.
That lasted in this country. You could argue till the Depression. You could probably argue.
Well, not women. Most men had a gun on their person.
Well, but women did. But you're right.
Some
most
women
men,
did.
Yeah, most
but,
women.
But you know, it's like a lot of arguments that we've had in the last few days. It was a sign of the times, and I still have to say, if you live out west in some of those areas there where you drive for hours and there's nothing, if you don't have a firearm, you're crazy.
Yeah.
And it's just to protect you, not necessarily from other people, but from other dangers that are out there. I mean, you go up into the mountains, you go into those woods, you go out into the desert, and you don't have a firearm, and you're kind of like roaming around. Like, what are you, nuts?
Yeah.
So, you know, but that's different than walking down, you know, Madison and 57th Street.
Right.
In Manhattan.
So it's not acceptable, nor is it necessary in New York, even though it seems a lot of the violence comes from inner cities or the big cities. It's more necessary because there's less law.
Well, not even less law. There's more dangers. There's more natural dangers.
The little town that my former wife used to live in Maine, Deer Isle, Maine, there's no police there. Once a day, a state police car drives through. That's it.
Right.
And there are probably 450 permanent residents there. And that's the case with many places in Maine, northern New Hampshire, Vermont, upstate New York. You can probably find the same thing in central New York. You could find it as you go across the country. I don't think you'd find it in Ohio, but I bet you'd find it in the UP of Michigan and other areas out in the middle of Montana. Who knows? So maybe there's something to what Roberta is suggesting.
And 100 years ago, think about 100 years, 150 years ago, what this country was like. Again, there was very little communication. If something happened, were you going to go, like, dial 911?
Not really.
It didn't exist. You had to take, basically, you had to protect your family because you were the only protection for your family. There was nothing else. So, you know, everything has to be looked at the time that it was devised or made or thought about. You know, and that goes for everything. It goes for laws, goes for religion. You have to think about the population that you were dealing with and what was going on at the time.
The times.
One size does not fit all.
The times, they are changing.
Mm-hmm.
It's 20 after the hour on Good Day.
Baa, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Need an excuse to give a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Here are a few of our favorites. Birthdays, half-birthdays, anniversaries, Labor Day, you're in Labor Day, Arbor Day, Dia de los Donuts, International Skeptics Day, Opposite Day, Dress Up Your Pet Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Nothing Day, Holiday Party Day, Morning After the Holiday Party Day, Clean Your Refrigerator Day, Be Late for Something Day.
And don't forget about dads and grads. Right now, buy $30 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid in restaurant only for a limited time while supplies last.
Don't let this be just another average Father's Day. Now through Sunday, Guitar Center celebrates Dad during our Not Your Average Father's Day sale. With over 100 special deals throughout the store, like mic or speaker stands, your choice, buy one, get one free. An Epiphone Dreadnought Acoustic Guitar for just $89. A Fishman Digital Clip-On Guitar Tuner for $10. Or a 5-piece electronic drum kit for only $299. Guitar Center's Not Your Average Father's Day sale ends Sunday. Because Dad is much better than average.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town."
Today's Flag Day.
I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare, and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her up right. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
With something to keep in mind over the course of the weekend and this time of year when we think about the Flag Day started by President Truman. Here is, not sure how long, which one, Michael, might we use? We've got about a minute here. A piece of Charlie Daniels, I think, might be.
But this ain't no rag, it's a flag, old glory, red, white, and blue. The stars and the stripes, when it comes to a fight, we can do what we have to do. Our people stand proud, the American crowd is faithful and loyal and tough. Are we as good as the best and better than the rest? You're gonna find out soon enough. When you look up in the sky and you see the eagle fly, you better know he's.
attention given to our flag. You stand at attention, salute the flag, not a bad thing to do. I'm not one of these phony patriots who says one thing and does something else. I think you pay attention. That flag is an interesting and wonderful symbol to cogitate. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.99%, APR 4.16%, that payment could support a $282,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $67,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance calls. For cost information, equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Periodic brake inspection on your Buick is necessary to ensure optimal performance. Proper rotor and pad tolerance.
Stop. Pull over here.
As I was saying, proper rotor
this view, and it's amazing.
Pad tolerance as well as alignment geometry must be maintained at maintenance.
Take my picture.
Yeah.
When the certified service experts take care of your Buick, you can just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, retail customers can get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $79.95 or less per axle after $20 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Tax and other services, including turning or replacing rotors, are extra. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival. June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Val Air Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with soul solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel, speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
Really?
He's feeling better. I'm happy.
What are you talking about?
The song.
Huh.
Says he's going strong on Lexapro.
Really?
Can you rewind the song, Michael, so that he can hear that? Oh.
This will take a while.
Oh, no. Michael's not very secure in his production value.
All right. I think we've heard enough of that anyway.
Oh,
it's
like
now
that.
33 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Ken Kessler and Roberta Fasanelli and Michael is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Richie's begun his treatments. Also, Jennifer Horn is here. Time now for a 2020 news quiz. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready.
Everybody's ready.
Ready.
You guys can be as ready as you want. It's whether the people who are listening to the program, who are in their homes, their cars, their offices, are you ready for a history-making voice quiz? This voice in the news this week. Listen carefully. First person who identifies the voice, the identity of the person, the voice, will be certainly eligible for a swell prize. Matter of fact, I know you'll get a swell prize. 888-302-3684. Who is this?
I've been a systems engineer, systems administrator, senior advisor for the Central Intelligence Agency, solutions consultant, and a telecommunications information systems officer.
Enough?
I know.
Yeah, but it doesn't count. But you know it, huh? No. You want to play? Is that enough? Let's play that voice one more time.
I've been a systems engineer, systems administrator, senior advisor for the Central Intelligence Agency, solutions consultant, and a telecommunications information systems officer.
All right. So who is that man? Would you like to shake his hand and have his baby fall in love with you? Maybe not. Whose voice is that? 888-302-3684. Show us you care. Show us you're interested. Tell us who that person is. 888-302-3684. For some reason, my mind has wafted off into one of the Quicken Loan commercials that we are playing on our program. Is that the correct airing? I think it's airing better, right? Everybody knows the Quicken Loan commercials. One of the most praised companies in Quicken Loans. We have a company that is known for customer satisfaction. They teach their employees that, quote, clients don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Wow, what a great slogan for a business. Let me repeat that. Clients don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Isn't that powerful? Awesome. And take the advice, not just for their business, but for any business, especially one that is, and isn't this the case with most businesses, they're involved in sales, personal relationships. I will tell you that one of the things that advertisers know is that they want to catch you early on in your life. That's why so much emphasis on 25 to 54, because they want you to make up your mind that you're going to buy a Buick, for example, when you're younger. or buy a Kelvinator refrigerator, or buy Abercrombie and Fitch shirts, or you know, whatever it is. Because if you are paid, and I don't know if you get this anymore in the malls, but if somebody pays attention to you, you'll go back. For example, I remember Meredith and I went into the Gap store in Santa Monica on the promenade in February because she wanted to buy me some new tighter-fitting jeans. So we went in and we tried. It was hysterical. The woman who was waiting on us was in hysterics because I was fooling around and flirting and being silly. And so she kept bringing us pairs of pants for me to try on. But the reason I bring it to your attention is because I would go back to that store because of her. Because
you had fun.
We had fun. She was very, Meredith kept saying, wow, she's really good. Because most of the time you go into these stores, the 20-year-olds, they don't give a damn.
They could care less.
Exactly. They're there. They're doing you a favor to talk to you. She was very good, but she wasn't too good. She wasn't pushy.
Right.
She helped. And when we were all done making our decision, because of the kibitzing back and forth between the two of us about doing this, as we bought some underwear and shirts and pants and that kind of stuff, and she just had a good time, and she let us know she was having a good time, and it seemed like she was having a good time at her work, not just with us, watching the two of us interact and have fun and be sort of silly, lovey-dovey, but it was her bringing to the surface a good, strong personality. Obviously, she'd been trained well, and she took to it. And I think that's kind of what I'm saying here about being into...
Yeah, if you go into somebody's place of business and they feel miserable to you, then why would you want to do anything with them?
Yeah, exactly. Too often they don't care and they show it, and so then why should you care? And if you imagine that your life would be different if you adopted that mantra for maybe business, maybe your life in general. First, show you care before you try to persuade people, try to sell them something. Is it just, you know, you go into some of these places and they just come over to you. It just drives me nuts. I know it does Roberta because we've had these conversations before. You go into some place and they don't care.
Well, sales 101 is develop empathy with the person you're trying to sell to.
Yeah.
And not sales 101.
Not be pushy. The old guy in the car dealership in the plaid pants.
The polyester suit.
Right, exactly. Try this.
I have a question for you, John.
Yes.
Would you go back to Gap because of the Gap brand? Because I've often wondered, I mean, are advertisers really deluding themselves thinking that people will be loyal to a brand? Because I don't care what the brand is. I look for the value. I look for the performance. I look for what I need in a product. And I don't care if it's ABC brand or XYZ brand. I've never been brand loyal to anything.
Here's what happens these days. Whether it's a car manufacturer, clothing manufacturer, the refrigerator, whatever it is, they're all made to certain standards and they all have to compete, so they're pretty much all the same.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're selling isn't the product itself. What you're selling is, as you have just underscored, you're selling, in some cases, ambiance. You're selling the people that are in the store. You may be selling a certain amount of panache when it comes to a label.
You're selling yourself, essentially.
I don't know that the Gap is that big a label anymore. Frankly, there are tons of places you can go get good jeans, nice shirts, you know, stuff that's casual. I don't dress formally. And I'm...
Really?
No, unless corduroys are formal.
Well, we didn't get any corduroys this year.
You didn't get corduroys.
No.
I like her already.
She wanted me to have on. The old jeans I had were baggy, and she didn't like it. So that's why we went over there. And
you must really like this woman.
$340 that I remember buying just some shirts. It was not cheap. I mean, these jeans, I remember buying jeans for $10.
Oh, no, these Gap jeans, $50 minimum.
Yeah, $50, $60, $70 for a pair of jeans. So, anyway, and to answer your question, yes, I do, Roberta. So, the point is, if you're trying to get somebody to come to your side, you're selling them something.
Come to the dark side.
Then show them you care about the people. Nobody's going to really care about what you're telling them if it doesn't look like you care about the people that you're trying to persuade. That's the great motivational speakers of our time. will immediately impress you with how they are interested or make it seem like they're interested in you. Bill Clinton, master at this.
Well,
master.
He was interested in us.
Most
girls.
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
She is, when you meet her and you shake her hand, she looks you in the eye, and when she speaks to you, you feel like you are the only person.
That's
in
the same thing you get from Bill Clinton.
It is an amazing, amazing thing that she does.
Yeah, she's very good at it. All right, anyway, 888-302-3684. I don't have anybody. Is that voice, I wouldn't have thought that voice was hard to recognize. Play the.
I know who it is.
I.
Dun, 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 dun.
Do you snow too?
Roberta? I snow too. Yes, I do.
Let me ask you a question.
Ask it to me, sir.
If you could have a bright smile within 5 minutes, would that be a good thing for you?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You would?
Yes, boss.
The good news.
Tell me.
Is.
Please.
That Power Swabs, the teeth whitening system that is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes.
I want a free sample of this. How come the staff doesn't get samples of this stuff?
Because I take them all and use them myself.
Because it's really good and it really works.
Is good. Yeah.
It really works, and I want
really
to use
work.
It too. So,
yes.
You know, I'll go and testify. You know,
will you?
Get me some.
Right.
Yeah.
Testify where?
I'll testify that my teeth are so white.
How white are they?
They are so white that when I smile, the sun reflects off of them, and people think it's daytime.
Of course, if the sun's reflecting off them, it is daytime.
It is daytime. Good point, Ken. God, you're so smart.
All right, so here's what you do.
Even on a cloudy day.
See?
There you go.
I'm getting
even
close.
In the middle
this
of
is
the
going
night.
To be close, friends. Am I going to make it another 6 minutes or not? The product we're talking about are power swabs. They're not messy.
Oh, they're these sunglasses
don't have
to
use
give to everybody.
Ding.
Swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and that's it. Better yet, crowns and veneers are going to be taken care of. Stains are gone from your caps. You name whatever you've got in your mouth, this thing will take care of it. Try Power Swabs risk-free at 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. I personally guarantee that people will love your smile as well as Roberta is going to love your smile. Try Power Swabs, whiten up your teeth, and have no negative impact on your body or your health. 800-865-7602. Power Swabs, what you ask for when you dial them. 800-865-7602.
Don't let this be just another average Father's Day. Now through Sunday, Guitar Center celebrates Dad during our Not Your Average Father's Day sale with over 100 special deals throughout the store. Like mic or speaker stands, your choice. Buy one, get one free. An Epiphone Dreadnought acoustic guitar for just $89. A Fishman digital clip-on guitar tuner for $10. Or a 5-piece electronic drum kit for only $299. Guitar Center's Not Your Average Father's Day sale ends Sunday. Because Dad is much better than average.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
When our veterans return home, the challenges they face vary. With family and friends to support them, some make the transition pretty easily, but for some, the challenges are daunting. For those veterans that need support, there is the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Without their involvement and strong organizational mission, some veterans would slip through the cracks, and that's just not acceptable. I know my listeners support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. It's evidenced in your donations, but I'd like to challenge each of you to remember they need your support, not once, but ongoing. Be a part of helping veterans get the care they need by texting to donate. Text PURPLE to 20222 to donate $10. Just $10 can make a huge difference. Text PURPLE to 20222. Text and data rates may apply. Or you can call 877-743-1631 to donate. That's 877-743-1631. Cash or credit card donations are accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. Or you can visit them online at purpleheartcars.org. That's purpleheartcars.org. Please donate today.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad.
Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This Father's Day, Nook makes it easy to find the perfect gift for Dad. The all-new Nook HD Plus tablet, just $149. This week only, save $120. Nook HD Plus is everything Dad wants in a tablet. Ultralight with a 9-inch display, perfect for books, magazines, movies, and TV shows. And now with over 700,000 Android apps and games. Hurry to Barnes & Noble for the best gift for Dad. Nook HD Plus, just $149. An incredible savings of $120. This week only. Android is a trademark of Google, Inc.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished.
How did you do it? Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free.
Wow, free? Really? Web.com?
Yep, and in just 7 days. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Web.com can build your website for free in as little as 7 days. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now, 855-747-SITE, 855-747-SITE, 855-747-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
All right, so the quiz... The voice, the newsmaker voice, was Edward Snowden. Most people know who he is.
That
she's been under a rock for a while this week. Here's a story that we didn't get to, but it's an important story for those who need a job. There's a job for a jester. No joke. Hotel advertising for a modern-day court fool who is communicative, extroverted, musical, creative, and imaginative. Job for Roberta. Applicants asked to bring and play their musical instruments. They are going to be paid $1,900 a month. Those interested should apply by checking out the story at DougStefan.com.
Kids, listen up. I think Mom can read our minds.
Okay, how do you know?
She got me exactly what I wanted for Father's Day. That's how I know. A pair of Adidas and a sweet Timex watch.
Maybe she just went to Kohl's.
Yeah, or maybe she can scan our brainwaves.
I wonder if she knows about the time you gave us ice cream. For breakfast.
Don't even think it!
This Father's Day, come to Kohl's. It's the only place that has the gifts he really wants, plus the savings on top of savings that you really love. Kohl's Celebrate Dad Weekend Sale is this Friday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
What you getting Dad this year? Another tie, perhaps? Put down that ugly tie and pick up DIY flooring deals for Dad at Lumber Liquidators. Laminate flooring is up to 46% less than comparable floors at big box stores. Plus, get 3/4-inch solid hardwood from $159 a square foot and $100 in coupon savings on Morningstar Bamboo and Bellawood pre-finished hardwood. Or get Dad a Lumber Liquidators gift card. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find the store near you today.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ding, ding, time. Tom Parsons, our travel person, helps every week with information on flying and driving and cruises and where the deals are, et cetera, plus following some of the news that may be made during the course of the week. American Airlines reorganizing with folks from both AA and US Air. I don't know how that'll affect them. I mean, the average person doesn't care who's running it. They just want to make sure it runs on time and well. I don't know whether that's going to be the case or not. Tom and I will talk about that, plus the 10 easiest airports. Jennifer has that list. What is it that makes an airport easy to get in and out of? That's all coming right up here on Good Day.
Kids, listen up. I think Mom can read our minds.
Okay, how do you know?
She got me exactly what I wanted for Father's Day. That's how I know. A pair of Adidas and a sweet Timex watch.
Maybe she just went to Kohl's.
Yeah, or maybe she can scan our brainwaves.
I wonder if she knows about the time you gave us ice cream. For breakfast.
Don't even think it!
This Father's Day, come to Kohl's. It's the only place that has the gifts he really wants, plus the savings on top of savings that you really love. Kohl's Celebrate Dad Weekend Sale is this Friday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things. Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for.
All right, let's go to the top 10 airports that seem to be the easiest ones. I'm not sure I agree with this. Tom Parsons, you can tell me yes or no as we go through this list.
This is from USA Today, so it's reliable, Doug.
The number 10 speediest major airports. Salt Lake City.
Number 9.
Charlotte
number
Douglas.
Nine.
No, wait a minute. Will you please? Charlotte Douglas International Airport.
Number 8.
San Diego International Airport.
Number 7.
Tampa International.
Number 6.
Seattle Tacoma.
Number 5.
Minneapolis St. Paul.
Number 4.
Portland.
Number 3.
Hartsfield? You gotta be kidding me.
Ugh.
Number 2.
Logan Airport? This is a bogus list, my God.
Number 1.
Washington Reagan? What do you think of that list? That's a joke, isn't it, Tom?
Washington Reagan's, you know, since they revamped it, it's okay.
Okay, but it's not easy.
No, they grew up. I'm surprised DFW's not there either, because except you know,
big
Dallas.
It's like Hartsfield. Yeah. Who wants to go through?
How many times have I run through that airport? Many times.
Which one, DFW?
Oh gosh!
Oh,
yeah.
That's from gate to gate. I thought it was dropping you
spread
off.
Spread out all over the place. Yeah, if you're going
to make a connection, I hate Dallas. I hate Miami too.
Yeah, Miami's just atrocious. Logan Airport is atrocious. I don't know where they get this. And my favorite airport to get in out of is LAX, and it's not on the list.
I think it's not.
Jennifer doesn't like LAX.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, I mean, it's all dependent on the weather, dependent on the airline, dependent on lots of different things. And everybody's going to have
their
own
story. You know
what
airport I think is the absolute best, but it's not in the country, Tom? Is Vancouver Airport. I just came back from a cruise last week, and Vancouver Airport was so well-run.
Yeah, Vancouver Airport. Yeah, that is it. You're right.
It is amazingly well-run
well
and friendly.
Canada does a good job with stuff like that.
So
frankly.
Good.
I think the smaller the airport, the faster you get in, the faster you get on.
Really?
That's all.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, you go to the small ones, they drop you off, you walk up to the gate. I mean, I used to go up to Newburgh, New York. I mean, I don't even know if that, if you can even call it a terminal, but just walk in.
Yeah,
walk
Worcester, Mass. Is the same kind of thing, yeah. I mean, just in and out.
Yeah.
So, deals this week?
Here's a couple that are going to be ending this week before next Friday. That Las Vegas deal is still one of our hottest sellers, and that's where you get two free show tickets, not to the sleazy lounge acts that you might find on the Strip, but the Circus Soleil that the Beatles love. And some of those packages, especially on the West Coast, are selling for $192, and that includes airfare, three nights, Monte Carlo Hotel, and then and also two show tickets, and it's good until December 30th. You'll probably get better airfares as we go into September, October, so look at that. The other one that's out there, it's going to take a long time, but if you can get to Florida before June 30th, pick up a car. You can rent it for as little as $7 a day. I call it the Diana Tour Special because you got to drive it out of Florida so you can see the USA for like $7 a day.
Diana Shore is who you're referring to.
Yeah,
we used to,
Diana
for those Shore. Of you who don't remember, who aren't as old as Tom and me, she was the spokesperson for Chevrolet. Had a television program, and she used to sing their theme song, which goes like this. See the USA in your Chevrolet.
Oh, no.
America is asking you to call.
Uh-oh.
Right? Am I right, Tom, or not?
And my one, yep, that's a good one. And then the other one, the final one today is on cruises, Celebrity. I like this one because in September through April, you book a cruise. Now, there's an 800 number we put up on your page.
Yeah.
But
Stephan.com, look for Tom Parsons picture. Click on that.
Yeah, free booze cruise.
A free booze cruise, yeah.
Well, it's, you know, it's a dog.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.